Our gospel reading this evening begins as Jesus enters into Jerusalem for the last time during his earthly life to celebrate the Passover. Throughout his ministry, Jesus had several encounters with the chief priests and scribes, and these encounters never ended well. The priests and scribes were often left feeling both embarrassed and humiliated because of Jesus' radical teachings. They also saw Jesus as a threat to their authority and position in the temple. Jesus was a danger to the power and principalities and systems of the day, so they wanted to get rid of him permanently. The priests had already conspired to have Jesus killed at the earliest opportunity. They just had to wait for the perfect opportunity to present itself. And it was Judas Iscariot who presented that very opportunity for the priests and scribes to bring their conspiracy to completion. This is what they were hoping for: a way to quietly take Jesus out of the picture without the people gathered around him. Judas would know exactly when Jesus was going to be alone and when they would be able to arrest him. Judas often gets a bad rap, and not without cause. After all, he is known to us as the one who betrayed Jesus. When we look at Judas, what do we see? Do we view him as the despicable villain, easy to blame and cast aside without a second thought? How do we view the chief priests and scribes? Are they prideful, fearful conspirators, anxious to keep their status by any means necessary? The short answer to these contemplations is yes. Yes, and. As always, there is always more within Scripture than meets the eye. In our Hebrew Bible reading, we learn of King Amaziah, half-hearted commitment to God, and a prophet sent to warn him that if he continued on the path he was on, God would destroy him. Amaziah's reign began in an attitude of humble submission to God. He was, at first, careful to do what was right in the sight of God. Despite doing what was right initially, verse 14 intimates that Amaziah's heart was not where it needed to be. Throughout the Hebrew Bible account, we get the sense that the king's loyalty is divided, not unlike the divided loyalty we see in our gospel text this evening concerning Judas, and indeed concerning the scribes and priests. The theme that ties both portions of Scripture together is a theme of broken relationship. Broken relationship with God and community, fueled at least in part by fear and greed and pride. The very things that Jesus was constantly pushing against, while simultaneously inviting the people to participate in a new way of living that's rooted in trust and generosity and love for one another. As we continue forward in our Lenten journey, together in community and in our quiet times of personal devotion, let us be mindful on reflecting on our brokenness. Brokenness is part of our story and our human nature, and Jesus understands this better than anyone. May we have the courage, generosity of heart and spirit, and faith in God to humbly examine our spiritual lives, knowing that Jesus comes to reconcile the world and heal our brokenness. Amen.